Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Tell it Tuesday. Good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda Mac Shan. We have two for one this evening. We got Tiffany coming on. She's going to give us some information. And Stephanie will be with us this week. We got our dates and our communication mixed up. So hopefully she will be with us. We're going to be talking about forgiveness and thankfulness and all of that other stuff. You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, nonprofit organization that has advisors and consultants to help you reach your goals, specializing in education, training, empowerment, and especially for our youth out there. So keep those letters in your mind, CUC. You'll be hearing a lot from CUC. And you know our efforts, when we make sincere efforts to brighten our surroundings and the lives of others, this returns to illuminate our own final years with dignity. A genuinely happy person is one who has made others happy. And you know, that's what we're about out here. We like to care and share and bring you the information we can bring to you. And I'd like to say, hey, this is pre-Thanksgiving. I know everybody is like ripping up and chopping up and preparing and getting everything ready for the Thanksgiving meal out there. And we have so much to be thankful for. I know I do. And most of all, I'm thankful for all of you. So let's listen in until we get started. It is Stella Tuesday. You learn about being thankful and learning how to forgive yourself. You won't have to ask that question why. We have two for the price of one this evening. We have coming on with us at this time, Tiffany with an I. I see it, I change it, I correct it, and I complete it. She's going to start us off and let us know what's happening out here. These energies are moving. And then we have the dynamic Miss Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Womb, that's going to be with us this week. We thought she was out this week and back next week, but we had it backwards. So guess what? We get two treats for one. And I have Tiffany with an eye with us this evening. Tiffany, how are you?
I am doing so well this Tuesday. How are you?
I'm okay.
Fun to be on a Tuesday, right?
Yes, it is. You know, we come on, we do, and, you know, we're talking about thankfulness over here and forgiveness, and I am definitely thankful that I have you and Stephanie Haynes and many others in my life, but the team is the team, and I love you for that. Tiffany, tell us what's going on out here. You know, what do we need to get ourselves prepared for? This is Thanksgiving coming up. Well, what do we need to look out for with that energy movement?
Well, we have a new moon in Sagittarius on the 23rd, which is tomorrow, and Mercury and Venus are in Sagittarius. So it's about removal of blockages and getting a deep understanding of the blockages that you have in your life. Renewal, it's a very spiritual time. It's of higher learning and spiritual growth and activation. And on the 7th, Gemini will have a full moon in Gemini, which will deal with the third house of learning and communication. Mars is in retrograde. I don't know when Mars will be out of retrograde, but I'll research that and come back on another day on that one. But this time, it's a transitional time for endings and new beginnings, and I know we've talked about that many times, but it's still the theme throughout, as we've experienced Scorpio and all the retrogrades and Scorpio season, and now we're moving into Sagittarius. So in the endings and new beginnings, we're going to start to allow forgiveness and reconciliation. We'll be recovering from loss. We'll have some emotional cleansing. So it's really a time of reevaluating and reviewing your relationships. And with those, you know, those relationships with ourselves and others. So I've talked about that, and I did that, you know, probably when we were talking about Scorpio and Scorpio season and what that meant. So now that we're realizing what we need to release, we'll be able to release it, and the new beginnings can come in. But it's really, you know, I want to, you know, I know you talked about forgiveness. Stephanie talked about forgiveness, I think, the last time she came on, and it is a time for forgiveness. So I think we're right on track in what we give the listeners. By no means are we experts on this, but we all seem to be in alignment. Stephanie, myself,
yes, we are.
We talk about that.
Yes, we are, and that's why I said I definitely have a lot to be thankful for. And when you talk about, you know, endings and new beginnings, now I know that this is all scheduled for you, but, you know, when Stephanie Haynes have us pull out our pads and pencils and she brings things to us, if you have an opportunity, hang on a little bit. And if she opens up and, you know, ask any questions, if you're on the line, we'd like to have you chime in with us if you would do that. But at this time, I'm going to bring in Stephanie Haynes. How are you this evening?
Good evening, Linda. I'm doing fine. And Tiffany, thank you so much for that information regarding the energies that we experience right now here in the universe.
Oh, thank you so much, Stephanie. Thank you for being on, and thank you for what you bring, because it is all in alignment. Linda and I talked about your subject on forgiveness the last week, and as I was researching what I just told you, or told the listeners, it just falls right into place. So I'm just thankful that we're in alignment. That's and that we can give the listeners something, you know, to share and care with them to move them through their experiences.
Yes, great. So tonight we're going to talk about the difference between gratitude and thankfulness.
Oh.
Yes, so there's a difference. So gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more, and turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, and confusion into clarity. Now, it can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Gratitude makes sense of our past, bring peace for today, and create a vision for tomorrow. Now, according to John Hopkins Medicine, there is a direct correlation between a positive attitude and your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Now, research shows that positivity can even improve your physical health. However, a positive attitude is not just thinking happy thoughts. It takes effort and determination to remain positive, especially in this world today. Now, a positive attitude is formed by the choice we make daily and how we react to situations and others around us. Now, when we brush off disappointment or rude comments, we maintain a positive attitude. You know, it takes tools to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our attitude is also influenced by how well we ignore negative self-talk and accept our current circumstances. Now, there are other ways that people embrace a positive attitude, and those include being thankful or practicing gratitude. Now, however, what many do not realize is that being thankful and practicing gratitude are quite different things. We all grew up being told to be grateful and to say thank you. Now, when someone did something kind for us, it became easy to use these terms interchangeably. But what we have learned is that thankfulness and gratitude are not synonyms. Now, thankfulness is a reaction. 8 years old, you really want a new bike, but your parents have told you that a bite is too expensive. Now imagine your surprise when you wake up and there is a red bite sitting in your living room. You look over to your grandmother smiling. Your mom say thank you. You rush over and give your grandmother a great big hug. You are thankful, and the moment is a happy one. Now, when something good or exciting happens, it is easy to be thankful. We appreciate the warm feeling that comes with gift or happy news. Thankfulness involves how we feel in the moment. And like all feelings, eventually it fades. Thankfulness is a temporary emotion, responds to a temporary circumstances. Now, it is important to express thankfulness when something good happens. Being thankful is not inherently bad. It is a part of showing appreciation to others or for good fortune. Now, we are thankful when we get a new job or meet a new friend. However, thankfulness is not enough to keep us in a positive mindset. Setbacks and things that we are most certainly not thankful for will always interfere with our thankfulness. Because of this, we must rely on other ways to maintain a positive attitude. One such way is by expressing gratitude. Now, gratitude is a chosen state of being, where thankfulness is an emotion. Gratitude is an attitude of appreciation under any circumstances. Gratitude involves being thankful, but it is more than that. Gratitude means expressing thankfulness and being appreciative of life daily, even when nothing exciting is happening. Now, when you are late for work, your coffee spilled in the car, and you realize your socks are two different colors, gratitude is the smile on your face as you reach your destination. Now, gratitude is your decision that the day is a good day, even when evidence points to the opposite. You do not need something to go, I'm sorry, you do not need something good to happen to have gratitude. And when bad things happen, your gratitude doesn't fade away. You know that sad things are just a part of life. And you are happy with life as it is. Now, by choosing to cultivate gratitude into your life, you are actively improving your health and well-being. Now, there was a study done at the University of California, Berkeley, and the researchers suggested that the gratitude may be associated with many benefits for individuals, including better physical and psychological health, an increased happiness and life satisfaction, decreased materialism, and more. Now, gratitude is about being content physically and mentally with the state of your life. And I'm going to add spiritually in there as well. Now, you may not always be happy, but you can still practice gratitude. In fact, the same study from Berkeley asserts that practicing gratitude is not only good for you, but for your relationship as well. Because remember, if you're not thankful and grateful for who you are, how can you be that for someone else? Now, the study also shows that gratitude is also important to forming and maintaining social relationships. Now, when you engage with someone and express gratitude for them, they are in turn more likely to express gratitude in return. The expressions of gratitude is what helps us form new relationships, and strengthen our current ones. Studies have shown the positive effects of relationships on your emotional well-being, and it is one more added benefit of practicing gratitude. Now, the differences between gratitude and thankfulness. So how do you know if you are operating from a spirit of gratitude? As I talked about earlier, gratitude is an important part of keeping a healthy physiological outlook. But it is closely related to thankfulness. So what are the differences? Now, like I said earlier, thankfulness fades away. Gratitude remains. Gratitude often being as thankfulness, but the difference happens when you keep your focus on everything that remains as thankfulness fades. Gratitude will always stay with you. Gratitude deepens connection. Thankfulness is external. We feel thankful when something's happened externally. When we practice gratitude, we rely on our inner voice to stay positive and remain appreciative in all circumstances. Thankfulness is about the present interaction. Gratitude improves the long-term relationship. You may feel thankful to someone at the moment, but gratitude is an ongoing showing of appreciation in yourself, in your relationships. Practicing gratitude is your relationship with will bring closer to the one you love. Now, although gratitude and thankfulness are closely related, gratitude provides you with a longer-lasting feeling of satisfaction and improved well-being. Practicing gratitude is proven to offer many benefits to individuals. Now, ways to practice gratitude. Now, I hope you got your pens and paper ready to jot down this information. Now, there is no right or wrong way to practice gratitude. Now, gratitude should be an internal expression of your own thankfulness. But many people find physical acts of gratitude increase and maintain their happiness on a long-term basis. Now, number one, now this is some ways that you can start up practicing this. So this will be some other tools that you can put in your toolbox. All right, so number one, start a journal, gratitude journal. Now, your gratitude journal can be as simple or elaborate as you please. It can be digital on your laptop, or you can buy a notebook to share your thoughts and feelings, or a journal, whatever is comfortable for you. Now, if you hate writing, you can use a voice recorder app on your phone to speak into your journal. Now, most people begin a gratitude journal, by writing three things they are grateful for daily. Now, if you want to write more, you can. But the key is to find a way to be consistent with the journaling. Number two, begin a meditation practice, mindfulness. A gratitude go hand in hand. Finding time to meditate for even a brief period doing daily can have a tremendous effect on your well-being. Now, as you meditate, you can silently list the three things that you are grateful for. Or you can simply repeat a mantra like, I am grateful for all that I am and all that I have. Hate sitting still? Take a walk and use that time to think about your gratitude list. You know, I love going, you know, jogging. Right now I'm in the middle of training for the marathon. And that's the time, you know, you're running, you're walking, whatever. That's the time just to dump your mind, letting go stuff, reflecting on things, allowing to be with the nature, allowing spirit to speak to you. You know, find times, whatever it is that you like doing, or sitting still, or just being with self. I think that's one of the any individual can do, is to sit still and just be. And some of us have a hard time with just sitting still and just being and doing nothing. Always on the go. And if you're that person, before this year out is out, make a point to learn how to just sit still and just be and just do nothing. Sign up to volunteer. As I say, sit down and do nothing, right? But then some people don't do anything. And for those who don't do anything, I want you to take an opportunity to give up your time and sign up to volunteer somewhere. Giving your time to help others is a fantastic way to show gratitude. Find an organization that interests you and see what volunteer opportunity they offer. Now, when we help others, we are reminded of all that we have and instantly feel grateful. You know, I work with a homeless population, and I have clients that, you know, on drugs, alcohol, sex workers, been, I can't even think of the word now. Human traffic. There you go. Human traffic. I mean, they've been through all types of trauma in their lives. And when I look at the population that I serve, I am so grateful and have gratitude for what I have in my life. And that I am thankful that I am able to share light on some type of healing for my clientele that I work with. And for those who are listening, whatever your job may be, you know, find a place in your heart to have that gratefulness, that appreciation. You know, that thankfulness, that goes a long way. Because if you're working on a job that you know, begrudged going to every morning or at night, there's no happiness there. You're just going through the motion. All right. Always give away to others. Things in your home that you no longer use and donate it to them, to a charity that is in need. We all have items that lies around in the house that cause clutter. So clean out the clutter and brighten someone else's day with a donation. Now, this is the time to give. When we realize all of that we have, it is impossible not to maintain an attitude of gratitude. Now, expressing gratitude is beneficial in many ways. Thankfulness is also an important value to cultivate. Together, they make the world a kinder and happier place. Now, to maintain good mental and physical health, consider cultivating your own gratitude practices using the above suggested that I talked about earlier, Share the ideas of gratitude with your friends and your loved ones. And remember, your attitude is always within your control. So make it a grateful one. So before I go on to the next thing, Lisa, do you have any, not Lisa, Linda, do you have any questions?
No, I'm just over here writing and listening here. I just like that statement you just made, maintain an attitude of gratitude. I really like that. And I highlighted it and I put some check marks around it. I really, really like that. And I'm agreeing with you as far as basically giving things away to make others happy. And you, I don't know if you were on when I made the statement for our quote today, sincere efforts to brighten our surroundings, the lives of others return to illuminate our own final years with dignity. A continually happy person is one who has made others happy. And it just fit right in with what you've been speaking of. And from A to Z, you know, between the thankfulness and having the gratitude, there is a difference. And I'm so glad. I have much gratitude here. Big smile on my face. But I like that statement you just made. Maintain an attitude of gratitude. So, yeah, I'm taking that. I'm gonna take that coin turn from you. So I'm letting you know right now. And that's where I am. I don't know if Tiffany Witt and I heard her saying, yeah, and I know she's agreeing here because you guys are on the same path.
Of course, I am.
No, I know.
I love how Stephanie just, Linda, she asks you a question. I love that, Stephanie.
I think she should ask you a few, too.
You know what? I am just so excited to be online with Stephanie tonight. You know why, Stephanie? Because I have talked to Linda about the chakras because I love I love the crystals, the salts, the everything, the incense, the candles, everything in the chakras. And I was like, when is Stephanie going to do the chakra teaching again or And she said, well, she's going to, or guidance, and she said, well, she's going to do that soon, but I just love when you do anything that you do because it's very, very helpful. And when you said, and I will agree with Linda, when you said an attitude of gratitude, it's very, very important. And, you know, I just learned something tonight. Thankfulness is different from gratitude, and thankfulness is a reaction. It's temporary, but gratitude is something that, you know, is internal, and thankfulness is external. So I'm really grateful to find out the differences between the two. And I will say practicing gratitude every day and meditation is so key. I personally do it because I have to wake up being happy, right? Or when I wake up, I have to have a happy day. I have to be grateful for something. And I am really grateful for all that I have. And I know sometimes it's difficult. Now, before I started all this, it was really hard, you know? It was. And I will say sometimes it you know, when people are trying to start these practices, be compassionate with yourself. It is hard sometimes to start. You're just not going to go and just, you know, ride the bike like you say. You know, you might have to put training wheels on it before you ride the bike. But at least if you make an effort every day, it'll get easier and easier for you. So I'm glad you brought that up because that is very important. And without my meditation, I might be a little grumpy every day.
And you know, and that's what all of us, you know, it's very important that we set the tone, you know, for the day in the morning. You know, whatever your morning devotion is, you know, to get you regulated for the day, you know, to set that tone because, you know, people just say, oh, you woke up on the wrong side of bed, right? So you're all grumpy and evil and mad and, you know, complaining. But if you set the tone with your meditation, your prayer, whatever that you do to center yourself in the morning, I think is very important. And then also dumping your mind at night so you don't go to bed at night tossing and turning with all of that stuff that you have on your mind.
But, you know, that's kind of hard. I'm going to say that because you can be very happy starting off in the morning, but by the day's end, you may experience so many things. You're still grateful for it, but, you know, you might find it difficult. Like, what do you do in a situation like that? Let's say you start off happy in the morning, but by day's end, it's just really hard to maintain that happiness. And you're trying to, like, dump it. You're trying to release it. I mean, you know, you're meditating at night to release whatever you encounter during the day that was difficult and challenging. Like, is there, like, a mantra? Is there something that you say?
No, it's this. You know, most people project their stuff on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we take their stuff personally. They ain't got nothing to do with us, right?
True.
So it's how you... It's how you react and how you process what you're going through. And I think the most important thing is don't let it get on you. I'm matching that person's energy, you know, having compassion and understanding for what that person is going through. It's only when we take things personally, it put us on a discord, get us off balance, put us in a state of, you know, complaining, you know, because now we're complaining about this person.
Right.
Opposed to having a compassion about this person. Because this person is actually having a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's very important that when you're experiencing that, make sure that you before you say anything, step back and kind of evaluate what's going on with that individual. Because that person could be crying out for help, but don't know how to act.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're projecting whatever they're going through, their pain, onto you, but you took it personally. But it had nothing to do with you.
So should we practice gratitude at night to say thankful, to, you know, say thank you for, you know, those,
but not
you know,
about that person.
Realizing, I guess.
Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear what I said?
No.
Yeah. I said practice gratefulness for not knocking the hell out of that person.
Right.
And I say that because there are some people that would continue to nudge you, get on your last nerve. You know, I had a coworker like that.
And how did you handle it, Stephanie?
And I'm going to tell you, because it almost gave me a stroke. I really prayed. It was very... You know, dealing with somebody that has their own PTSD and all other stuff that's going on with them.
Okay.
You know, and they bring all that stuff to work with them. And then they project all that stuff on, you know, others. Until I did a lot of praying on this particular issue for my own mental health. And realized this person's insane. So I had to step back with compassion and understanding for this individual and react to this person differently. And when I started reacting to this person differently, they didn't have nothing else to feed off of, because now I'm not, you know, co-signing your being.
Right.
I am not matching your energy.
Right. So,
now,
like, we're all...
I'm
sorry. So now, I'm sorry to interrupt that process there, but now we're going to go to people's homes, right? So here's an example. You're going to your family's home, and someone calls you talking about, well, we all have to be kind to this person who... has suffered, I don't know, mentally, right? Had some problems, maybe triggered, so that we all have to be on our P's and Q's. So, you know, my thing is, well, no one has to go if you're going to be triggered. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get the phone call that we all have to be nice because this person, this one person might be triggered. So now all of us have to be compassionate. But see, here's my thing. You're an adult, right? I think we should all try and work and be compassionate with each other. I just don't think that it's that one person that we all have to walk around because they feel emotionally imbalanced or unbalanced, and now anything could trigger them, and then, you know, Thanksgiving dinner is ruined.
Right, you know. Me personally, I keep myself on those kind of situations, you know.
See,
you know, I have a family, you know, like that, that, you know, certain family members, you know, they say things, they get triggered, and, you know, and then the whole Thanksgiving dinner and everything is ruined, right? So I decided this Thanksgiving that I'm not going to do that.
Are you going to show up or not show up?
I'm not showing up. I'm not showing up. You know, and I'm not showing up because, you know, I decided for my own mental state, my own health, that why be around a group of people who really don't want you around?
Right. I'm with you.
First of all. First of all, right? And why pretend?
What?
You know, why pretend? Because I'm like this. Because I love hard and I love from the heart. And my heart cannot take no more of your BS.
Yes, I hear you. I understand. I know.
And so, and what I do, and what I am doing, I am setting boundaries around my heart to protect my heart from individuals to continue to step on my heart.
Right.
So, for those individuals that telling you to walk on pins and needles around these individuals because they're mental unstable. That's not your problem.
Take more medication? I don't know.
Who has a mental problem, you know, yes, have compassion for that individual. Now, if you guys know what that person's triggers are, don't go there with that person.
Never know what's going to trigger a person. I mean, I just heard a story that today that someone was triggered because they were on an airplane and they couldn't continue to have the aisle seat, which they were on. They had a panic attack and they moved them to first class by the window, and they were still unsatisfied with that. Now, you got an upgrade to first class because you had a panic attack, okay? Now you're going to get mad because you're in first class because you didn't get the aisle seat. Now, if there is a stipulation, then you should make that known and communicate it to the, you know, to the steward or the flight attendant, right? And then that person's triggered. I'm like, okay, so maybe could they possibly have taken more medication? Probably, because they've already, you know, they have prescribed medication. So I'm just like, why is it, you know what I'm saying? So why is it that people have to go around this person? I know why, but this is a rhetorical question.
Right.
But it's just kind of like, okay, and then now you're going to be part of a dinner that everybody has to tiptoe around you because you don't know what's going to trigger the person. So
right.
The advice that I was given, and I was given to a couple other people, like, don't go. Like you said, don't go. Don't show up.
Yeah. You know, I I'm like this, you know.
I have to interfere, ladies. I'm over here. I have to interfere. I'm smiling and I'm laughing, but I'm, you know how that mind runs in mine. So if you got Uncle Joe over there, who got a problem, and, everybody know Uncle Joe got a problem. And you know that Uncle Joe didn't take his medicine, or most people with a problem don't admit they have a problem. They don't want to do their medication, so they come and spoil it for everybody else. But what about if you let Uncle Joe know that you didn't take yours either? And
That's what I said.
I just thought I'd throw that in there because you know I have to keep this happy, bright light. So look, Uncle Joe, welcome. I know you didn't take your blues meal today, but I didn't take my blues either. So let's just sit over here and be nice to each other. Because one thing about an unbalanced person, they do recognize another unbalanced person. And they have
as long as
they can rule and control the environment, they're fine because they got the upper hand. But when they meet that competition, they have a think about it again. I just thought I'd put that there. Now, you know, Miss Linda wouldn't do nothing like that, but if I ever catch myself in that situation, I'm going to wear a banner saying I forgot my medication today. So let's keep it happy. I'm sorry, you guys. I just had to say that.
I think that's great because I was saying the same thing. I said both things. I said, well, maybe some other people should show up triggered too. Like, okay, well, you might be triggered. There's, you know, we all have trigger moments. And so we all need to understand that we all have trigger moments because you're not the only one in the group.
I'm loving this. I'm loving this.
Okay.
I'm loving it.
All right, so ladies, so let me finish. I'm going to go into the Thanksgiving since we're talking about Thanksgiving.
Okay, great.
Right?
Okay.
All right. So as we know, Thanksgiving is very inspiring. There is something about the particular holiday that causes us to reflect on what's really important and bring a fresh perspective into our lives. But as we all know, that warm and fuzzy feeling doesn't always last forever. And you know, around the holidays, for some reason we get extra nice, compassionate, giving, loving, all of that happens, right? But too often, we treat gratitude as a holiday ornament that we pull from the attic when we are ready to decorate. After the festivities are over, we pack it away and get back to the daily grind of life. But when we do this, we miss out on all the amazing benefit of gratefulness. Now, even though we talk about those loved ones that we really don't want to be around, you know, for the holidays, you know, this is the time that we actually, you know, open up our heart to show, you know, gratitude for those who are suffering and have pain. And I do understand, especially with my own situation, I don't like drumming trauma.
Amen.
All right, so I am keeping myself out of drama and trauma for this holiday because I'm in a state, at this moment, in a state of healing and getting out of a lot of drama and trauma. So I don't want to revisit that, I would say, or even have that back into my energy field. So I'm choosing this year to not to get caught up into that drama and trauma. I want to go into 2023 with my mind stayed on my focus, my purpose, my commitment, my vow. Although I still have to do my human revolution and go through the trauma and the drama, but I'm going to choose how I go through the trauma and the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Because people come into your environment either to add spice or take the spice away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those who come and take the spice away, that's when you can take control of who comes in and out of your environment and how
mm-hmm.
they come and add and take away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we and nobody else has control over you but you.
Mm-hmm.
No, nobody can do anything to you unless you allow them to do that. And when you don't set boundaries around yourself to protect your heart, you don't have nobody to blame but you.
Well, I think we're all trying to heal, though. I think we're all trying to heal now, and I think that's great that you say that, placing boundaries, because in this healing process, we need to set boundaries, and we need to understand that those boundaries are okay to set, that there's nothing wrong with that, you know, because everyone's dealing with drama to some extent.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's true, especially, you know, we just came out of COVID. Well, we're still kind of in it, but however, for 2022 was okay, but 2021, we were shut down, you know, and then some of them were shut down with foods and all kind of stuff that we had to deal with and close in a prosperity because of the fact that we was locked in, some of us, right? So, and then right now we're dealing with a lot of mental health because of
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people, you know, lost their homes. A lot of people lost loved ones that they couldn't even go to their funeral.
Mm.
Or to even say goodbye to them at their last days because of COVID. So we are dealing with the aftermath of all that happened within the last 2 years. So this holiday season, you know, people are still healing. There are some people who wants to get with family, and there are some people who still wanted to stay away from family, and that's okay. And family need to be okay with that and respect that person's decision on how they want to celebrate their holiday. Yeah, so arrogance and ungratefulness go hand in hand. But the opposite is so true. Now, to help, you know, help us to maintain a spiritual or a spirit of appreciation all year round, I'm going to talk about 10 top reasons to be grateful and thankful. Now, thankfulness improves relationships. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, everyone has a need and desire to be appreciated. Your spouse, your children, your parents, your friends, your coworkers, even the strangers we meet in passing. Now, Oprah once said, the common denominator that I found in every single interview that she had, that we all want to be validated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we want to be understood. So when we express gratitude for people, we not only meet their needs and lift their spirit, but we make them feel validated. And that's improve the quality of our relationship with them. Even the person who's dealing with the mental illness, that person wants to be validated. He or she wants to be seen. They want to be loved. They even want to be accepted. And I think one of the worst things is for an individual to talk about a person that has mental illness, that has that chemical imbalance, because they can't turn that on and off when they want to. They either manic or they depressed. There's no middle. So the medication helps them to balance themselves. And it takes a person with a compassionate heart and mind to be able to really communicate to a person that has mental illness. I have a lot of clients. They are bipolar, schizophrenic, all kind of stuff, right? And either trying to get them back on their medication, or for those who don't want to take their medication, to be able to communicate to them in a way that they don't go manic. So it's an art in communicating to an individual that has mental illness or even dealing with a lot of trauma. Because when you're dealing with a person with a lot of trauma, they're not going to let you in.
No.
You might be talking to one of their masks that they're wearing. But you're not really speaking to their authentic self.
Right. And that's emotional. That's emotional trauma that, you know, people don't even realize that they have.
Right. And it doesn't have to be physical. It's the way a person talks down at you. They strip you from who you are. That's emotional trauma. It doesn't have to be physical trauma. That's emotional trauma. Now, thankfulness creates contentment. Now, media messages are constantly telling us to buy more, do more, look like this, or act like that. With so much distraction, it can be difficult to appreciate what you have right now. Now, by choosing to be thankful, you can ignore these messages and embrace contentment. You know, this is holiday season. And this is a time people get depressed because they don't have the money to buy what they want to buy their friends, family members, or whatever. Or I call it the holiday blues, right? And I think we talked about this last Tuesday.
Yes.
Remember, right? So.
Yes, we did.
This is the time that we really want to really evaluate, why are we giving, who we're giving to, and what purpose. Because I think going in debt for someone, that's slandering your life. And now you're going to be taking the next couple of years paying off debt that you created to make somebody else happy. Now you unhappy because now you got a $3,000 or $4,000 bill to pay, making others happy. Now you're trying to pay Peter and pay. I get what they're saying. Pay Peter, Paul, whatever's there. I can't even think of the thing.
Right,
you know,
I know what
I'm talking about.
Right?
Yeah. Rob Peter to pay Paul. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's it.
I knew.
You know, now, Now you can't pay your light bill, you can't pay your phone bill, you can't pay your house, so you can't pay this because now you overextended yourself to individuals that most of them don't, probably don't even like the gift that you bought them. Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So we got to think about, we got to reevaluate who we give it to, why we giving it to them, and is it going to put us in debt? Now, what I have 23 grandbabies. And what I do is take out my check. I have a Christmas fund. So at the end of the year, I already have money saved to go spend on my grandbabies and my kids for Christmas. I don't miss the money they take out my check every 2 weeks to put in my savings. I have a Christmas savings. And that way, I'm not going over budget. I'm not putting myself in debt. I ain't got to worry about paying no credit cards off, any of that, because I planned for what I was going to do for this season. And I think the best gift, as we talked about last week, is the handmade gift. You know, I decided to start my children line. And what I'm doing
is... Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
And so what I'm doing now is creating for my granddaughters. I have 15 grandsons and the rest is granddaughters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm making them different outfits, signature outfits. And they're going to be their Christmas present.
Wow.
Right?
Mm. Beautiful.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
Yeah, so being creative, for those who have that creative side of, you know, making things, you know, crocheting, knitting, this is the time to do that because most of the time in the wintertime you shut in because of the weather outside, you know. So this is the time, you know, creating, making your jewelry, you know, creating cards, whatever it may be. Those are the best gift that you can give your family members. Baking cookies or cakes. You know, I know my mother, she does fruit cakes. And she sells them out through the holidays. You know, that's her way of her creating and giving. And she crochets and all kind of stuff, making blankets and all of that. So that's what keeps her busy, and that's how she gives, you know, during the holiday season. So let's go back into thankfulness create contentment. All right, so we talked about that one. Now we're going to say thankfulness feel good. It does. So when you're feeling good, you know, you're happy, you know, especially the holiday season. And we are kind of talk about, you know, family members, but you still can find happiness where you are if you don't go visit families because of, for whatever reason. We can continue to feel that way long after the turkey, the dressing are gone. Now, how you do that? All we have to do is count our blessings and turn our hearts and thoughts towards gratitude. The warm and fuzzy feelings will follow. Now, thankfulness keeps us healthy. Even though the holidays represent a stressful time for many of us, reflecting on what we're thankful for actually reduce stress. Gratitude research is beginning to suggest that feelings of thankfulness have tremendous positive value in helping people cope with daily problems, especially stress. Thankfulness cultivates humility. Arrogance and ungratefulness go hand in hand, but the opposite is also true. When we choose to be thankful for the big and small blessings in our lives, we foster a heart of humility and a spirit of graciousness. Thankfulness is contagious. Just as fear and worry are contagious, so is the spread of gratitude. When we are inspired by others' gratefulness, it prompts our own grateful thoughts and action as well. We can be the catalyst that spread gratitude in our homes, our office, and our community. Thankfulness produces positivity. When we are thankful, the natural byproduct is that we become more positive people. There are endless daily annoyances that can bring us down and steal our joy. But when we are intentionally thankful, it naturally redirects our thoughts to see the good in other people and in our everyday lives. Thankfulness promote generosity. It's tough to be a giver when our eyes are always on our own needs. When we are thankful for what we have, we can hold our blessings with an open hand and freely give to others. And when we realize how abundantly we are blessed, we can confidently and joyfully become a blessing to others. Thankfulness increases likability. It's fair to say no. One wants to be around an ungrateful, entitled individual. We talked about that earlier. Yet, we all enjoy spending time with grateful, down-to-earth folks. When we are grateful, people see in a positive light and they naturally like you and want to be around you. Thankfulness display God's characters. Now, myself, you know, I'm a Buddhist. But, you know, there is some commonality between Buddhism and Christianity. You know, so the Bible is full of passages on gratitude and thankfulness, you know, for those who out there practice Christianity. Now, it used in common parables and prayers are there. Now, this quality is important to God. So when we actively practice gratefulness, we become more of God create us to be. Now, I always say God is in us. It's not outside of us. So we all have that God-like spirit. Plus, we also get to connect with him through our thankful thoughts and prayers. Unlike talents, gratitude is something that's freely available to all of us and completely within our control. It's not a special gifting that some people have and others don't. It's not a feeling that floats through the air at the end of November and December. Because you know what happened in January, we are making what? Resolutions. Things that we said we're going to change, things that say that we're going to do. And then we write down at the beginning of the year, accomplished in this year. You know, and I do that. I go back and I visit my list every 3 months to see where I am. Has I progressed? Have, you know, then I cross off the things that I accomplished within that year. Now, I still have some things on my list that I'm still working on between now and December. Now, if I don't complete all those things in December, those things are going to roll over to next year, January. Because no prayers go unanswered.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes our life has not aligned with our prayer.
Right.
And then, all right? And then also, there are sometimes what we prayed for is not what we really need, so we get something better.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So if once we start elevating our life to a higher potential of what we really want in life and not mm-hmm. settling or begrudging, and really having that sense of gratitude of who we are and what we are and living in that purpose, that's where we find our prosperity. That's where our happiness lies. And it is easy for us to give to others, to share with others, have that compassion and understanding and gratefulness when we are living in our purpose and not judging others, allowing mm-hmm. a person to be who he, she is, you know. And to go back to Tiffany, what you were saying about, you know, this phone call that you got about being able to your family member, to engage mm-hmm. in your family member that might get triggered, you know, who fears is that? Is that the person who called you fears? Or is that your fear?
It's not my fear. But all I know is that, you know, you can handle the two ways. The one way that you say, which is, you know, place the healthy, necessary boundaries and don't show mm-hmm. up. Or then Linda, who says, you know, you can look at it this way. Well, if they're going to get triggered, you could show up and say that you might get triggered, so that, you know, everybody's sitting in understanding, or understanding that that person's not the only one. You know what I mean? That someone else can get triggered, which is true.
Yeah. You know, when we have individuals, especially family members, loved ones, that, you know, even a person that is an alcoholic that comes into the environment, it's changed the whole environment, right? Especially if the environment that you're in, no one is drinking and acting the fool, or, you know, it's mellow, it's, you know, it's, everybody's engaging, it's, the happiness is there. But once that person comes in that is an alcoholic, and if that's the alcoholic that used his drinking as liquid courage to be able to, you know, shout out all the things that caused him to drink, then that can change the whole environment of that loving situation that you created with family. Then that's something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want that person to come over in fear of changing the mood of the environment?
And
or
I
is
think
that person
when you,
gonna bring him? Uh-huh.
And I think when you say setting those boundaries, I think that if one person stands up and sets those boundaries, then the rest will follow. Because you have to, as we are all healing, you have to understand how to do that. And some people don't. Some people feel like, oh, it's Thanksgiving, my family wants me to come, and I should come out of guilt, not because of anything else. But when you, as we are in this healing process, maybe, you know, it's better, you know, sometimes it's best to show that strength so that other people could have it and make those decisions for themselves to protect their heart and put boundaries and say, hey, I love myself enough that this is not a good situation for me, and I'm not going to put myself
right.
in it.
Mm-hmm. And that takes courage.
Mm-hmm.
Because if a person doing something out of fear or letting down another person, then when you get there, you're not comfortable and you got a mask on, because now the fear of whatever's going on is not good.
Mhm.
Yeah, so I said, you know, during this time, you know, it's a time for healing. It's a time, there's a lot of stuff that's happening in the world, is going on in the world. And just being grateful, just being alive.
Amen. Yep.
You know, that's a lot within itself. You know, not being strict with COVID. You know, I can knock on wood that I haven't had COVID. And I'm very, I have chronic bronchitis. And I have not been in the hospital for the last couple of years, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, you know, really, really have been taking care of myself. Because mm-hmm. when your emotional state is not stable, that's when you invite in all kind of illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
So now your immune system is compromised.
Mm-hmm.
You stress out. When you stress out, you're bringing all, you're working on all kind of ailments to come in, the flu, the corona, the monkey pox, I mean, everything that the universe is throwing at you, right?
Mm.
And not to get those things, you got to keep your immune system up. And if to keep your immune system up, that means that you got to stay happy. You got to be thankful. You got to be mm-hmm. grateful. You got to have compassion. You got to be loving. Because if you're not up in those little worlds, then everything else will cause you ease in your body. Because when you get depressed, you either don't eat or you eat all the food that does not have any nutritional value. And then now your body is out of balance, along with your mind. And then your spirit is out of balance. Because if you're in tune with your spirit will tell you, don't do that. Don't eat that. That's not how you speak to that person. You know? So we have to get our mind, our body, mm-hmm. our spirit in balance. So we can be in congruent with what we say, how we say it, and our actions. We can't say one thing and do another.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
We have to be in congruent of what we are doing, what we are saying, what we believe in. That's very important. And to live a true life of happiness, to be authentic with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take, I do a series on taking off the mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to join that.
Yeah,
the
man.
Yeah.
How many do you wear?
Yeah. One of the questions I asked, how many do you wear? Right?
Yeah. How many do you wear?
Yes. And then some people wear it for all different occasions. But You really want to live in your authentic self, so you don't have to wear any mask.
No.
You be like Linda. You can tell her like it is.
Okay, okay, don't be picking on Linda, but be grateful, be grateful. I knew she was coming. I was going to say, how many of you I wear, Stephanie? You know I don't wear none. It's like I need to breathe, okay?
That's right. Linda did not wear any mask. You know, she's telling like a T.I. is. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. That's great. You're supposed to be like that,
yeah.
Absolutely. Then you know
yeah,
where somebody's
because,
coming from as opposed to not. Knowing
yeah.
Right. Right. And that's important because of the fact that you're not going to go to bed with a headache. You ain't going to have no ulcer. You ain't going to have no stroke. You ain't going to have none of that.
Nothing. Nothing. What is my motto?
Yeah.
I have been saying since we own it. If you bring it in the kitchen, you're going to get it in the kitchen. I'm not taking it in the living room. Let's talk about it right now. Because that's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
That's stressful. That takes the smile off of your face. That puts you in a different type of mode. Even though we listen, we might express ourselves, and you know me well enough to know that I'm not under that mask. I might have to express it so I can get another point of view. But after I get that point of view, I will definitely think about it with you and Tiffany with an eye and everyone else that's in my life, because that's who I keep myself surrounded with. Grateful.
I guess because we're all authentically ourselves,
yes.
Right?
Yes, we are. And that's what builds a wonderful, wonderful relationship, wonderful understanding, and a great team. You know, it takes effort to even get up in the morning. So I'm grateful that I'm here. But thank you, Stephanie, because you know, you ask me, how many do I wear and what do I say? Zero. Okay, I say zero. And deal with it, okay? If it give you a headache, take an aspirin. But that's not saying
that. I understand that.
I'm not a compassionate person. I'm not saying that I cannot see, that I might not be able to feel all of your pain, but I recognize when you're in pain. But one thing you're not going to do, you're not going to put me in any pain. I'm not going.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
I pain my own self. As a child, and I think I've shared this story before, and Stephanie always listens. My mother, my grandmother was a very wise woman. So two things she did. She took me to the OGB where the ladies was having babies at a young age, and they were screaming. And I say, Mama, what they screaming about? And she said, they're having babies. So, you know, I don't know if that contributes to me of not having children, but I never forgot those screams I heard. Okay, I never forgot them. Because if that's what I have to do to have a baby, guess what? I'm not having one because it was horrible sounding to me. That was one thing. And then the second thing was my mother was brilliant. Brilliant. She's a brilliant woman. She said, thank you, Mom, for letting your blood flow through my veins. Okay, and she couldn't go to college, so she had a nervous breakdown at an early age. So when I was coming up as a child, they would be in the living room talking, and they said, get out, you know, but I'd be wanting to listen to the big people talk. So if I had something to say, if they put me out the room, I still stuck my head back in the window and said what I had to say. So they couldn't shut me up. They didn't know what to do. It was nothing that they could do because I was going to speak my piece no matter what the outcome was going to be. If I had something to say, I was going to say it. So they took me to the doctor, and he said, hey, Linda, we can give her some medication. My mom said, no, no. My grandmother said, she'll grow out of it. So the doctor took me, and he set me on his desk, and I can see it. He says, look, no matter what happens to you in life, if someone angers you, you tell them about it. Do not hold it in. If you need to pick up a chair and throw it, do that. Say what's on your mind. Because you have your mother's gene. And I didn't know what he was speaking of, so I asked my grandmother, hey, what did he mean by I have my mother's gene? And that's when I got the story of my mom, because she couldn't go to college because they couldn't afford it, and bang, she was a brilliant woman. It took her, you know, took her out. She couldn't handle it. But that was before I was born. okay? So I got that gene. So they were telling me to speak my piece, and she said, your mom had a nervous breakdown. And I didn't know. I told my grandmother, I think I was about 6 or 7. I said, Grandma, I don't know what nervous breakdown means, but I tell you this, I'm going to give them one before they give me one, okay? And I made up my mind to it, and that has been with me since I was a child. So if you ask it, you're going to get it, okay? And if you can't take it, don't ask it. And it depends on how you approach. What is your delivery method? And because I'm so keen on things being delivered to me, I try to take deep breaths before I give you my delivery, because you're going to get it just the way you brought it, and that's just it. So persons will say, oh, you didn't mean to say that. No, I meant to say it. I think about it
exactly.
I say before I say it, and you can't tell me what I meant to say. I'm saying it, and now do you need me to repeat it again? But that keeps my balance. That keeps that mental off of me. Okay, remember, listen out there, y'all. I got that gene. That's why I was saying, if Uncle Joe didn't take his blue pill, let him know you didn't take your pink one. And if the families just insist on everybody coming together and you got those type of families, then you better have a trigger room. So everybody that's getting triggered need to go in there and trigger off on each other. Okay, yeah, and that's just the way that it has to be. So it's about happy, bright night, ladies. This has been so powerful. This has been such a pleasure. I like to get, I wanted Tiffany to get on here. I said, you know, that's Stephanie. She going to say, well, Ms. Linda, do you have any questions? I said, she's good at that. So why don't you get on there so she can ask you some? So, Stephanie, you fell for my trick today, and you got hold of Miss Tiffany with an eye. I love you guys. I have so much gratitude that I have you in my life. I'm so appreciative. And we're caring and sharing out there. And we're going to do something, listeners, so you'll get an opportunity to all see us face to face. And I can tell you, you're in for a treat, because we are some characters with smiles on our face and love in our heart. And on that note, I'm going to ask you ladies how we're going to wrap this up, because we're ticking-tocking down here. We went longer because we're not here until Friday. Okay, so I'm going to say right now, thank you, and we wish all of you out there very happy, thankful Thanksgiving, and please be grateful. But if you need some information regarding how to set up that trigger room for those persons who don't want to take their pills, give me a call at 323-769-5879, and I'll be able to help you out. But on that note, let nothing stop you from your happiness, and wake up out of whatever depression you're in, because it doesn't do anything but make you ill. Your immune system is down, you're stretched out, and you're out of balance, body, spirit, and mind. And thank you, Buddha Stephanie. We know you was going to bring it to us. It's nothing like having a different perspective that's talking about the same thing, but only in a different way. And we must educate each other out here. That's what we're all about. So, ladies, I'm going to let you guys take it out. What you want to leave us with here? Or Stephanie,
well,
will you complete?
Oh, go ahead, Stephanie. I'll know. I know what I'm going to say. But go ahead, Stephanie.
Go ahead.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be online tonight, because usually I'm not able to do that, but I was tonight, and I gained some perspective, and I had a great conversation. And to be great, I'm so grateful for the listeners and for the audience that we have, because there have been many times where I've had to literally, you know, stop crying and get on the show and pull whatever was in me out. And the audience and the show has been very, very instrumental in helping me get through some things and heal. So that, I want to say thank you.
Wow. You're welcome.
That's beautiful. Yes. All right. You know, Miss Linda, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity, you know, to share, you know, with the listeners, you know, on different topics and to help bring healing not only to them, but also to myself as well. Right. And so I want to leave a quote with each and every one of you. So as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter the words, but to live by them.
Whoa. Say that again, please.
As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter the words, but to live by them. Now, this is by John F. Kennedy. This is one of his quotes.
Okay, listeners, we got listeners in there. Happy holidays to Canada, South Korea, United Kingdom, Japan. Japan, we're coming in April to see those beautiful cherry blossoms, all three of us. I don't know if you're going to be able to handle this, but get the grape leaves ready because we're coming in. You're going to be able to meet Stephanie. You'll be able to meet Tiffany Wynn and I, and I'm coming on in. I just need to get there. We appreciate all of our listeners from wherever you're listening in from. We wish you all a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving and holiday. We will be back on Find It Out Friday. We're dark tomorrow, and Thanksgiving, I'm going to be eating key lime pie and all my food. And for those of you, again, I'm going to state it because Tiffany started it. If Uncle Joe is going to be triggered, you either post signs or put an arrow where the trigger room is and let him know that he's not going to be in there by himself. Because he is not the only one that's going through some triggering processes here. We all are. So it just depends on who wishes to take pills and how many they're going to take on that day. But I'm with Stephanie. Either don't be around it or have someone with the courage, as Tiffany with the knife say, to set the boundaries and let it be known that nobody's going to be uncomfortable and walking on eggshells when they're trying to celebrate the happiness and the appreciation for their life. Okay? So Uncle Joe or Aunt Sue, whichever. Okay, and the babies, y'all all get up and take those pills early that morning before you step in the door, because you might meet your match, okay? You just might meet your match. And on that note, ladies, I'm going to play this song, and we all are about this. So keep this in mind. We love you, and have a grateful, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you.
Thank you.
You rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Hate knows love's a cure. You can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. Now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, you know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns and starlight in the sky.
Always.
Until the ocean covers every mountain high.
Always.
Until the dolphin flies and everything I see.
Always.
Until the light and light becomes a dream.
Did you know that true love asks for nothing? Her acceptance is the way we pay. Did you know that life is giving love a guarantee to last through forever and another day? I knew to move on since the beginning, and the seasons know exactly when to change. The kindness knows no shame, no before your joy and pain, but I'll be loving you always. And today I know I'm living but tomorrow, but make me the path for that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I left behind, 'cause I'll be loving you
somebody help me here.
I thank you there.
Help me on.
You gotta be ready, y'all. Ooh, hey. Why did you say it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life.
Collaborate.
They want to
give, showing others how to live.